The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
Now we step into our interview with Dalton Brown, optometrist, eye care. Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM, Miss Catherine Dalton Brown, Andrea Carter, and Miss Reagan Prosper. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Welcome, welcome. And we are going to be talking about National Eye Exam Month and why it's important. So welcome to Freedom.
Hi, good morning. So this morning we actually have Miss Jaya Tilak and myself, Reagan Prosper. We're going to talk on the National Eye Exam Month.
Well, welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM.
Thank you for having us. Good morning.
Good morning. So first of all, can you explain why National Eye Exam Month is important and what it aims to achieve?
So basically, National Eye Exam Month is observed every August, mainly in the United States, so not in Trinidad. However, we at Dalton Brown Optometrists is taking the opportunity in supporting this U.S. initiative so that our population, our local population, can be well informed on the importance of regular eye exams for maintaining good vision and overall eye health. So basically, our goal at Dalton Brown Optometrists is to raise awareness about the significance of eye care amongst our population and to encourage people to become more proactive and prioritize their eye health.
And what is the importance of an eye exam?
So basically, this is a very, very good question. So usually the importance of an eye exam extends beyond simply just determining whether the patient require a glasses prescription or contact lenses. It's very important, especially regular exams play a very crucial role in maintaining the overall eye health of a patient and their well-being through several different factors. So when a patient walks into the office, basically what we do is we assess to see if there's any early detection of ocular conditions. So two of the very common ones would be whether the patient might be at risk of developing glaucoma or age-related macular degenerations. And very, very often that these two ocular conditions in its very early stages do not exhibit any sort of symptoms, so the patient does not notice that they are having any visual changes happening. So through regular eye exams, we are able to look at the back of the eye and assess to see if the patient might exhibit any early signs of developing these conditions. In addition to this, in patients who might be borderline diabetic or even hypertensive, or who might be already predisposed to these systemic conditions, we are able to look in these patients' eyes and determine, okay, is it affecting their eyes? Is it causing any diabetic retinopathy or any hypertensive retinopathy? We are able to help through the eye exam. We are able to provide an accurate prescription for contact lenses, for glasses, to be able to ensure that the patient gets optimal vision and comfort. So an eye exam is very, very important, and we urge all patients out there to please come in and get your eyes tested. It's very, very crucial, and we play that very important role in helping our patients to maintain their overall health and well-being of their eyes.
Are there any symptoms or causes or occurrences within the eye that should alert someone to come in to make sure that they get that eye exam done?
Yes. So there are a multiple number of symptoms that patients, or specific signs that could prompt a patient to have an eye exam done. So for example, if they experience any sudden visual changes, that would be like blurry vision. They might be seeing two images of the same object. If they have sudden lost of vision, you know, like they wake up on a morning and they realize, you know, I cannot see through my eyes. These are early warning signs to definitely have your eyes tested. Sometimes patients might experience eye pain, redness, discomfort, watery eyes. They might see flashes of light or floaters. This is an emergency. So we definitely urge patients to come out and have your eyes tested. If you notice any of the most slightest changes of visual changes or discomfort in your vision, feel free to come in, walk into our office, call our number at 667-3115 and come and have your eyes tested. You know, there's so many things that a patient might experience. A simple thing like a headache, or like if they are behind a computer screen for very long periods of time and they might be experiencing some sort of strain, you know, feel free to come in and have your eyes tested. Ms. Prosper, would you like to elaborate a little bit more on some other symptoms that you could experience?
Yeah, definitely. So usually some persons might actually have problems seeing at night. So if you're driving, you're a driver, you are noticing that the light is bothering you extra, or you're extremely sensitive to light, or you find that you may be seeing a shadow in your vision, or let's say you are over 40 and you find that you are having some difficulties focusing, you find that you have to push your hand further back to see things a little bit clearer. Those are some signs that you may want to take and prompt you to come in to get your eyes tested. Yeah.
And how often should people get their eyes examined, and why is regular eye care so crucial?
Right. So determining how often you should get your eyes tested, it depends on your age and if you have any particular condition going on in the eyes. So for example, children, usually we'll want you to get your eyes tested as early as 6 months. After 6 months, we usually recommend another 6 months. So at 1 year old, you would come in to get your eyes tested again. After that, we may do annual eye exams to ensure that the child is always seeing their best and their eyes are healthy. Now, once you are 18, you should get your eyes tested every 2 years. Now, if you have any particular condition that's affecting the eyes, or if we see that there's any changes that we need to monitor a little bit closer, we may recommend that you get your eyes tested a little bit sooner. Now, if you are over 60, annual eye exams are recommended. So it all depends on what the optometrist advises and if there's anything that they see that they need to monitor a little bit closer.
And what are the components of a comprehensive eye examination?
All right, so that's a great question. So we touched on it a bit last week when we spoke about the pediatric eye exam. So we basically do the same thing, we just use different methods and equipment. So we start the eye exam with a very detailed history of the patient, right? So if there's any conditions that they are more at risk for, or if anyone in their family is maybe suffering with diabetes or glaucoma, they may be more at risk for these things. We'll definitely want to pay a little bit more particular attention to that, right? So we assess their vision to see if there's any parts of their vision they're not seeing too clearly. We do some preliminary testing. So for example, how well they are seeing colors, how well the muscles in the eyes are moving, how well their pupils are responding to light. So even something as small as the pupil response to light, that could pick up things like a tumor in the brain, right? Yeah, and a stroke. Yeah, definitely. We also like to measure the shape of the cornea, the front surface of the cornea, especially if you are being fitted for contact lenses. If you need glasses, we do a particular process called refraction, where we determine the exact power of that prescription that you need. We also check to see how well the eyes are working together. So that's very important in ensuring that you are comfortable in your glasses. And finally, if the eyes are healthy. So we ensure that there's no changes going on to the back or the front of the eyes. Now, if we see that there's a particular change going on, we may want to do something a little bit further. So like an OCT to determine if you are more at risk for glaucoma. Yeah?
And what are some of the common eye conditions that can be detected through an eye exam?
All right, Ms. Tilak, you want to take that question?
Sure, definitely, Ms. Prosper. So basically, like Ms. Prosper would have just mentioned about being early predisposed or at risk for developing glaucoma. So that's one of the very, very common eye conditions that we see here in Trinidad and Tobago, and is usually referred to as the silent thief of sight, because you don't, in its very early stages, like mentioned before, you don't experience any sort of signs or symptoms or visual changes, right? So it's when you come in for your eye exam and we assess the optic nerve at the back of the eye, as well as your intraocular eye pressure, we're able to tell you, okay, you know, if something, any changes are detected, if anything is looking a bit suspicious. And here at Dalton Brown, we have a specific machine, which is, Ms. Prosser would have just mentioned, is the OCT scan or the OCT machine. We are able to use that machine to scan the back of the eye, specifically targeting the nerve of the eye, to see if there's any nerve damage that might be happening and what percentage of loss might incur. A very common eye condition as well that we do detect in our eye exam would be a cataract. And that usually tends to happen, especially in our older population. You know, as we all age, the muscles, the eyes tend to age as well, and changes do occur. And that happens in the natural lens of the eye becoming a bit, little bit on the cloudy side. If a patient might be diabetic, they could have signs happening at the back of the eye. So that too, or hypertensive changes, the OCT scan is able to pick up all of those changes, all those retinal changes. We are able to determine whether the patient might have a refractive condition, whether they might be short-sighted, long-sighted, if they might be astigmatic. That's where the shape of the cornea is not as round like a basketball. It's a little bit more oval shape. So it makes your vision a little bit more blurry or distorted. We can even determine if the patient might suffer from dry eye syndrome. And that's very, very common today, because we all work on computer screens. We tend to blink less. We're in an AC environment. We might have, you know, our car glass up and the AC is directly on us. All of these factors do contribute, and we can actually determine through an eye exam.
Does the patient require to change their spectacles every time they have an eye exam?
This is a really important question. It's actually something a lot of patients come through our door. Not so, Ms. Prosper.
Yes, every day, and they are just wondering, do I need to change my glasses?
Yeah. So it's a very, very common question that we face in our practice on a daily basis. And the answer to that is basically not necessarily, no. Right? Whether the patient needs to change their glasses after an eye exam depends on several different factors. So it could depend on whether their prescription would have changed. So a patient that might have significant changes in their prescription, we are able to recommend, you know, for them to get a new pair of glasses to encourage the patient to have optimal vision and comfort, right? For example, in a patient that might have cataracts in their eyes, their vision tends to change more rapidly. That's why we would request these patients to come in every year to have their eyes tested. Sometimes a patient might come in and say, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm still seeing well with my glasses, but I feel a little bit uncomfortable. Maybe the frames needs adjusting, you know, maybe the lenses might be scratched up.
Yeah, for sure. So even though sometimes that the prescription might be stable, the quality of the lens might deteriorate after some time. So it's always best to get the best vision possible. So we'll definitely advise the patient that, yes, your prescription is stable, but what we are actually changing these lenses and frame is that you can get more clarity.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. So, and then as a patient ages as well, you know, they tend to experience changes. So sometimes they might need a little extra power for reading. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in that case, their distance vision might not change, but their near vision might. So all these factors taken into consideration is why, you know, we as the optometrists, when they come on their eye exam, we'll be able to discuss a little bit more in depth with patients whether their glasses requires changing or not.
We often hear, I have 20/20 vision. What does 20/20 mean? Is it the year? Is it, you know, futuristic? Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah, so it's definitely not the year. And a lot of patients come into the office and have a seat on the chair and they say, I don't need any glasses. I have 20/20 vision. So what exactly, what does that mean? So 20/20 vision is actually what we call a normal vision. So if you have 20/20 vision, it means that you can see what an average person would see 20 feet away. So that particular size letter or object, you are able to see it the same way that someone with normal vision can see. Now, for example, let's say you have 20/100 vision. It means that you need to be as close as 20 an average person would see at 100 feet, right? Now, it's important to note that even though you have 20/20 vision, it does not necessarily mean that your eyes are totally healthy. So it is possible to have 20/20 vision and have some changes going on to the eyes. So you can have cataracts and still attain that 20/20 vision. Or you could even have glaucoma in its early stages and still have 20/20 vision. So, you know, it's very important to get that comprehensive eye exam where we determine if you have good vision and eye health.
Also, if you have questions, listeners, we'll be taking some calls in a couple minutes at 625-2257. So if you have any, if you're not hearing your question being asked here, you can call in or send your message to 306-1065 if you have any burning questions for the optometrists here on Freedom 106.5 FM. I have one, actually. There is this feature called transition lenses. How effective is that, and does that affect your vision, seeing as it changes, you know, the as you go from, let's say, indoors to outdoors? Does that affect the vision at all?
No. So actually, so these transition lenses, they are made to go darker in the sun. Now, while it's darker in the sun, it still has your prescription. So you're able to see the same clarity that you would see with a clear lens as it would be when you're indoors. So it doesn't affect the vision at all. It actually protects the eyes a bit from the UV rays, which actually slows the rate of certain conditions like cataracts. So transitions, it doesn't affect the vision. You're going to see the same clarity as you go from outdoors to indoors. From indoors to outdoors.
So instead of tint, use transitions.
Yes, definitely.
How can eye exams contribute to the overall health beyond just vision?
Yeah, definitely. So basically, like eye exams, like mentioned before, it can detect health conditions such as diabetes and high blood pressure, right? But besides detection of systemic conditions, you know, we are able to have early detection of neurological conditions, right? Such as in patients that who have multiple sclerosis. We can also monitor patients with autoimmune diseases, like such as patients who have rheumatoid arthritis or lupus, because these conditions do affect the eyes. So the eye exams could help monitor for these signs and ensure timely intervention. We could identify the risk of certain conditions such as the glaucoma and age-related macular degeneration. And we can also do an assessment. So in patients who might have been diagnosed with thyroid condition, we can determine whether or not it could be causing some sort of dry eye symptoms, if it's causing any bulging of the eyes, etc. So all of these, through the eye exam, we are able to adequately and effectively able to determine whether their health, you know, or their vision is being impacted by any of these conditions.
Another question coming in would be, does blood pressure affect eye pressure? Are they the same?
Oh, that's a great question.
Definitely.
Yeah. So blood pressure and eye pressures are two different things, right? So what we know blood pressure to be is the pressure of that circulating blood against the walls of the blood vessels. And eye pressure, which we call intraocular pressure, is the pressure of the fluid inside of our eyes. So just by those two definitions, we could tell that they are two different things. Now, it is these two individual things can actually affect the eyes. So high blood pressure can actually cause damage to the retina, resulting in retinopathy, or we know as hypertensive retinopathy.
Yes.
Right? Intraocular pressure. So high intraocular pressure or high pressures in the eyes can actually affect the nerve, resulting in glaucoma. Now, it is possible that you can have high blood pressure and glaucoma, but they are two things that are independent of each other. Now, we must remember that even though that your pressure is controlled, you can still have glaucoma. But it's important to keep everything under control, because all the body systems, they work together to keep the entire body healthy. So if one thing goes wrong, it can affect different parts of the body. So what you want to do is keep your pressure controlled. You want to ensure that the eye pressures are controlled. And even things like diabetes, you want to ensure that all the systemic problems are under control to ensure that all the body parts are working together and are healthy.
All right, so let's take a voice note from 3061065 from one of our listeners. Let's hope it's a question that they would like to get an answer to.
Hi, good morning. Good morning to the, is it the optician or whoever is you're interviewing there. Good morning to you. I have a question, please. If your eyes are always like dry and very, very itchy, itching all the time on the outside and on the inside, is that a serious problem? Thank you so much.
All right. So I see that she's having some symptoms of maybe dry eyes. So that itchiness that you're feeling, it can be caused by various things. You could be possibly having dry eyes, or you could have something else like an infection or allergies going on with the eyes, right? Now, it's impossible to tell you exactly what I think it is, because we have to do a test on you to see exactly if it's allergies, if it's dry eyes or anything else. So what is important is that you can come into us. We can assess the eyes to see exactly what is going on and advise you what's the best option for you. So if you have dry eyes, we probably advise you to get eye drops to use maybe 2 or 3 times a day to help reduce those symptoms. If you have allergies, we may use a different type of drop to help reduce those symptoms. If you have some sort of infection, you may need something like a prescription drug to help reduce those symptoms. But what you can do is you can always come in, we could assess the eyes, and we'd advise you what's the best option for you there.
Yes, definitely.
We also have a caller on the line. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Tosca. Good morning to your guest here.
Good morning.
Sometimes my eyes feel like, you know, it just a little water, run water sometimes, and, you know, and you can tell it more or less it stop after a while, right? And sometimes when you yawn, it gets more or less watery, but sometimes just like that, it just gets watery and not a white person thing, you know? And after a while, it will come back to normal. But on the other hand, I wear glasses, but I drive now, right? I've seen okay. I could read without the glasses properly, but the long distance now, I have to wear the glasses. But right now, I'm about 60 feet away from my vehicle, and I see the number plate. But for that night now, it is sort of hard. But the most important factor is the eyes being wet. Sometimes they get watery during the course of the year. Not regular, not everybody happens sometimes. So I don't know if it's a sign. I will listen off it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call.
Okay, so with regarding to the patient who would have just called, I'd just like to say thank you for calling in and expressing your concerns. So far, with regarding the first thing that he would have mentioned is that his eyes are quite watery. And sometimes even if he yawns, the eyes do spring water. That's one of the common symptoms of a patient that might experience some sort of dryness. Of the ocular surface of the eye. Also, when you yawn, you do experience a reflex as well. With regarding to your distance vision that you see very well, is it up close, Ms. Prosper, that he mentioned? He sees well?
Yes, so he sees well up close, but is having some problems in the distance.
Well, definitely, it sounds as though that maybe the patient might be a bit short-sighted and might need corrective lenses to be able to see up far. However, we definitely like to advise the patient to do come in and have his eyes re-examined. I'm not sure when his last test was, but definitely I'd like him to come in and have his eyes re-examined so that we can check not only the front surface of the eye, but the back of the eyes as well as the prescription to see how we can adequately correct his vision for him. So let him feel free to come into our office.
Yeah, and I know the listeners are probably hearing watery eyes and dry eyes. Yeah. So it's actually very, it's one of the symptoms of dry eyes is watery eyes. But how is that possible that your eyes are dry and watery at the same time? So that watery eye that you're getting, it's not actually healthy tears. Those tears are not tears that are actually lubricating the front of the eyes. Yeah. So it's just a reflex to the dryness. So instead, what we have to do is try to treat the dry eyes so we can now have proper lubrication and healthy tears.
Yeah, and that is going to help as well with the blurry vision.
Yes,
also.
You can definitely get blurry vision with dry eyes.
Can we take another call?
Yeah, of course.
Hello, good morning, you're live.
Yes, hi. It's me again. It's about roughly about 3 to 4 years. I did a test with another provider. I wouldn't call the provider name, but it's about 3 to 4 years now. I had done an eye test.
Okay.
So I just want to let you know that.
Well, definitely. So 3 to 4 years now, your prescription probably would have expired. So we definitely urge you in this regard to definitely come into the office and have your eyes re-examined so that we can try to prescribe the best lenses possible and take care of if you do experience any dry eye symptoms, which you are, be able to give you some artificial drops and some treatment to be able to help alleviate those symptoms.
Yeah, or definitely confirm if it's actually dry eyes.
Yes.
Mm. Well, I'm cringing because he said 3 to 4. My own is a little longer, so I just might be. So, you know, his call kind of goes into the next question we're about to ask. Are there any specific signs or symptoms that should prompt someone to schedule an eye exam sooner rather than later? Yeah, and he just prompted, I guess, kind of answered the question at the same time.
So definitely, like mentioned before, blurry vision, you get watery discomfort, where you're not seeing as well as you should. You have curtains in your vision, seeing flashes of light or floaters. A lot of these symptoms do predispose the patient to come in a little bit sooner than later to have your eyes tested. And try not to overextend your eye exam. Try to come on time.
Yeah.
Create a year every 2 years, right?
So basically, once you are noticing anything out of the ordinary, yeah. You want to come in. Anything, even if it's the slightest thing, you realize this is not my usual vision or this is not how my eyes are usually feeling. You can come in, even though we're going to probably tell you good news and your eyes are healthy, it's better that you come into us and we're able to give you that confirmation.
Right? Yes.
All right, so you're welcome to call at 625-2257 if you have any questions that you would like to ask that you're not hearing via the questions here and any other concerns. How do lifestyle factors such as screen time or UV exposure affect eye health?
Right. So those two things you mentioned there can both affect the eyes individually. So we're going to touch a bit on the screen time. So I would say after COVID, a lot of the screen time has increased, especially among children. So children by themselves are more at risk now for things like short-sightedness. Now, in general, as adults, I know if we work and we use the computer a lot, we are more at risk for things like digital eye strain. So that can actually cause symptoms of dry eyes. You can even get headaches. You can get pain in your neck, shoulder pains, all of those things which could affect the vision. Right. Another thing that happens while we use a computer for a long time is that we actually tend to stare. And by staring, we tend to blink less. This can cause the front surface of our eyes to dry out, resulting in those symptoms of itchiness and watery eyes. Also, studies actually found that too much exposure to that blue light can actually be harmful to the eyes. Now, the other thing you mentioned is the UV exposure. So exposure to sunlight can actually increase the risk of certain conditions such as cataracts. If you already have the cataracts, it can cause it to progress a little bit faster. Another condition that can happen to prolonged exposure to that UV light is macular degeneration. Now, we usually pick up macular degeneration in an eye exam, but the symptoms are usually more evident in its late stages. So what you want to do is if you're exposed to UV light, you want to wear sunglasses. If you want to wear hats, you want to wear hats with brims to ensure that you're getting less UV light coming into the eyes. You want to avoid going in the UV in those peak hours. So, you know, between the hours of 10 and 4, the UV is the highest at that time. Yeah.
So to add to what Ms. Prosper would have mentioned, and to also tie back to what you would have asked us about the transition lenses, definitely transition lenses are a go-to, especially with protecting the eyes and ensuring that, you know, when you step outside, those lenses go dark within the sun, and then as you come back in. Also to add to Ms. Prosper's list would be polarized shades. You know, get those polarized shades. Come in. You can have your eyes tested. We do it with tested ones. If they just want to have a separate pair, whether they would like to go on the beach or like to do their riding or their sporting activities, we do that for patients.
Yeah, and the polarized lens can actually go a little bit darker in the transition.
Yes.
So if you find that you want to go a little bit darker, you want to wear something a little bit more hip,
yes,
to match your outfit,
more fashionable,
yeah, you can do the polarized sunglasses.
Well, this is an interesting point, because sometimes we tend to want to be more fashionable than practical when it comes to eyewear. How safe it is to take these fashionable eyewear pieces and use them as quote-unquote prescription? Is that safe?
So when you say these fashion eyewear, do you mean that you purchase maybe some sort of designer frame and you just use it as is?
As is, yes. How's...
Yeah. Well, it depends on your eye itself. So let's say that you are short-sighted and you need some sort of correction to make things in the distance a little bit clearer. When you put these glasses on, you're not going to see any clearer. You're going to probably see worse, because you're not going to have these darker vision where you would have been seen brighter, which would have helped the vision. So what you can do is that same frame that you like, you can actually bring it into us and we could change the lens to match the one that was previously there, and also put your prescription so that you can see clear and get that dark, that protection from the sunlight at the same time.
And that's good to know. We've got another voice note coming in. Good morning.
Good morning. Tosca and to the panel here. My question is, if your overall health improves because you make a decided effort to do that, how is that going to affect any reversals with eye problems that you might have? Thank you.
And that could tie into the next question as well. What role does diet and nutrition play in maintaining healthy eyes?
Right. So that's a great question. So I'm going to just give an example. So let's say that you have been diagnosed with diabetes and you've made that decision to have a healthy lifestyle now, but your blood sugar, the blood glucose level has been high for some time and it caused some changes to the back of the eyes, let's say bleeding. You would have probably had to do some sort of injection or laser. Let's say the vision has been affected prior to that injection or laser. Most of the time, the damage that already happened, it cannot be reversed, especially, let's say, in glaucoma as well. You have been diagnosed with glaucoma, your vision has been affected. You started the drops, the pressure is in the normal range and it's controlled, but your vision has already been affected. Most of the time, that damage, it's already there. We cannot reverse that. But the key thing that we want to do is slow the progression and any further damage to the eyes. So it's always very, very important to control any systemic problems. It's always important to have a healthy diet to ensure that your eyes and your vision are well, and slow the risk of any problems that could happen in the future. Now, a healthy diet does not mean that you're not going to walk into any problems, but it means that you are also adding to slowing the progression of any problems. So what you want to do is you want to have a diet rich in vitamins and nutrients. We want vitamins like vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, omega-3 fatty acids. All of these things can add to a healthy eye. All those leafy greens, the fish, the nuts, the fruits, all of those things can add to healthy vision. So it's always good to have a healthy diet to help slow the risk and promote a healthy eye.
And we've got one last question before we close off today. What's one piece of advice you would give to listeners to help them maintain good eye health all year round?
Okay, Ms. Tilak, you want to take that last question?
Sure, definitely. So definitely we'd like to ask patients, you know, urge patients to prioritize having regular eye exams, and to be able to also adopt a healthy lifestyle habit. such as having a balanced diet, protecting their eyes from the UV radiation on the outside, simply taking breaks from the computer screens, you know, practicing the 20-20-20 rule. You'll hear us say that very frequently. So it's where you just look off, like every 20 minutes, you look off at something at a particular distance for about 20 seconds. What that does, it allows the muscles to refocus. It allows your for you to blink more frequently, to replenish your tear film, right? We urge patients to engage into physical activity, so make sure to exercise, especially if you are predisposed to having high blood pressure or diabetes, and try to avoid smoking. So with through consistent care and preventative measures, you know, we can help the patient be able to preserve their vision and their overall eye health. So we do urge patients to come into Dalton Brown to have your eyes tested. We are located at the corner of Queens and Susano Street in Arima, and our number is 667-3115 or 299-3115. We do a wide range of testings here, from dry eye assessment to myopic assessments, OCT scans, visual fields, just to name a few. So we definitely urge patients to come in, because we care about you and we care about your vision. So we hope to see a lot of patients coming through the door.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'd like to thank you so much for joining us here at Freedom 106.5 FM, Ms. Prosper and Ms. Tilak, for giving us that information. Quickly, though, one person is asking, you know, the price, but I think that they can go to your website to understand the pricing as it goes to eye exams. Yes?
Yeah, so the eye exam, it's $140, and that is a comprehensive eye exam where we would check the vision, check the health, and if we need to assess anything further, we have means. We have the machine if you need to do an OCT scan. If you need to be referred, we work hand-in-hand with the ophthalmologist to ensure that all our patients get the best care and all the necessary care that they need to ensure that they are healthy and their eyes are protected.
Thank you so much for joining us here, and we'll see you again soon.
Yes, definitely. Okay,
thank you for having us.
No problem.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.